Chapter 3. Between one heartbeat and the next, the passenger seat of the Blue Beetle was suddenly occupied. I let out a yelp and nearly bounced my car off of a delivery truck. The tires squealed in protest, and I started to slide. I turned into it and recovered, but if I'd had another coat of paint on my car, I'd have collided with the one next to me. My heart in my throat, I got the car moving smoothly again and turned to glare at the sudden passenger. Lashiel, a.k.a. the Temptress, a.k.a. the Web Weaver, apparently some kind of photocopy of the personality of a fallen angel, sat in the passenger seat. She could look like anything she chose, but her most common form was that of a tall, athletic blonde wearing a white Greek-style tunic that fell almost to her knee. She sat with her hands in her lap, staring out the front of the car, smiling very slightly. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" I snarled at her. "Are you trying to get me killed?" "Don't be such a baby," she replied, her tone amused. "No one was harmed." "No thanks to you," I growled. "Put the seatbelt on." She gave me a level look. "Mortal, I have no physical form. I exist nowhere except within your mind. I am a mental image, an illusion, a hologram only you can see. There is no reason for me to wear my seat belt." "It's the principle of the thing," I said. "My car, my brain, my rules. Put on the damn seat belt or get lost." She heaved a sigh. "Very well." She twisted around like anyone would, drawing the seatbelt forward around her waist and clicking it. I knew she couldn't have picked up the physical seatbelt and done that, so what I was seeing was only an illusion, but it was a convincing one. I would have had to make a serious effort to see that the actual seatbelt hadn't moved. Lashiel looked at me. "Acceptable?" "Barely," I said, thinking furiously. Lashiel, as she appeared to me now, was a portion of a genuine fallen angel. The real deal was trapped inside an ancient silver denarius, a Roman coin, which was buried under a couple of feet of concrete in my basement. But in touching the coin, I'd created a kind of outlet for the demon's personality, embodied as an entirely discrete mental entity living right in my own head. Presumably, in the 90% of the brain that humans never use, or in my case, maybe 95. Lashiel could appear to me, could see what I saw and sense what I sensed, could look through my memories to some degree, and most disturbing, could create illusions that I had to work hard to see through, just as she was now creating the illusion of her physical presence in my car. Her extremely attractive and wholesome looking and entirely desirable presence. The bitch. "I thought we had an understanding," I growled. "I don't want you coming to see me unless I call you."
"And I have respected our agreement," she said. "I simply came to remind you that my services and resources are at your disposal should you need them, and that the whole of myself, currently residing beneath the floor of your laboratory, is likewise prepared to assist you. You act like I wanted you there in the first place. If I knew how to erase you from my head without getting killed, I'd do it in a heartbeat," I replied.
"The portion of me that shares your mind is nothing but the shadow of my true self," Lashiel said.
"But have a care, mortal. I am. I exist. And I desire to continue to do so."